way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
What is going on?
Or are you going to watch more sex squatch videos?
You don't just watch Sasquatch.
Sex squatch.
That's what I said.
You said sex.
Sex squatch. You got to listen. It's an auditory experience.
I see. Then why does he bother dressing up in a Sasquatch suit if it's an auditory experience?
Because it's his gimmick.
Experience? You know who that really is?
For those of you who don't know who we're talking
about. Joan.
It might be. In a Sasquatch costume,
yes.
Playing the sax. Yeah. It's Sasquatch.
Okay.
Everyone should follow him.
Everybody should follow Sasquatch on Facebook, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
He does concerts. He's pretty good for
all right.
A Sasquatch playing a sax.
That's pretty cool.
You're jealous.
I'm hoping we're going to start talking about something else now.
Alrighty. How about welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast.
Oh, you said it normal too, which I
appreciate. Yeah, I figured you would, blah, 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 whatever. With my annoying husband, Joseph, and myself, Caroline.
That's you.
Yes.
We're back.
We are back.
This is, I don't even know what number this is. You know what? Normally I pay attention to
life's
that when
blur.
We're starting
no one's
it.
Counting.
And, I didn't even bother.
No one's counting.
Is it 48, 49?
It's kind of like our ages.
It's 47.
We don't, you know.
Yeah, well, this is number 47.
We don't pay attention anymore.
Yeah.
You kind of lose count.
True.
I know that sounds silly, but sometimes I do. Like, sometimes I second guess myself.
You have to do the math sometimes.
Yeah, you got to like, wait, what year was I born? Yeah. Because it doesn't matter anymore.
I don't know, but a lot of times I see people either in like the news or online and, you know, whether it's a news article about some person that did something stupid, a thief or whatever, and they'll show a picture and I'm like, that guy's definitely 60 and he's like 48.
Hey. You're like, wait a minute, let me look in the mirror.
Badly. Hang on, no.
Do I look like that?
I don't think I look as old as my age is, which is good, I guess. And maybe that's just me being blinded.
Yeah,
by
I think
pure
I totally
optimism.
Do.
You what?
I think I totally do.
Nah.
Every time I'm like, ooh.
Not at all.
And then I start looking like my mother, and I look in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, no, I look more like my oldest brother, and I'm like, oh, this is good. This is not going well.
It's because your oldest brother looks just like your mother, too.
I know.
Y'all look alike.
Ooh.
Well, he's got some strong DNA that old Polak.
I mean, you all. Now. We've got some similarities.
Yes, your face. That's the similarity between
us. Oh,
everybody.
Come on now.
Dude, I saw on the road, driving, mind you, the other day, a Chevy Citation.
Nice!
Do you remember those?
I do remember those.
This thing was moving and grooving on the road, keeping up with traffic even.
Nice. It's probably been sitting in like their great grandparents' garage for the past 30 years.
Trailer park maybe, but that was my first car. A 1981 Chevy Citation.
Nice.
I paid $500, $600, something.
That sounds
like that.
About right. Yeah. I think I paid $600 for my first car.
The thing was a beast though. It did well. It did all right for me.
Cars were better back then.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they should bring back the Citation. They're bringing back all these other things.
Yeah, the Citation. While they're at it, can you bring back, what else was there? What was Chevy's little car?
Chevy's little car?
Yeah.
Chevy's little car.
Chevette.
Oh, the Chevette.
The Chevette.
Yeah, that thing was
could bring that
ugly.
Back
the
while we're at it.
Bring
back the Rabbit.
The Rabbits were cool. I saw one of those recently, too, driving like an old school Rabbit.
Yeah.
Look at that thing. That was awesome.
Oh, boy.
We had, what was the other Volkswagen around that time? Was it Scirocco? I think.
Because, I think you're making that up.
Nope, I'm not. We had one when we lived in Texas when I was a kid. And as we were leaving Texas to move back to the Buffalo area, I was driving in that. Well, my mom was driving. I was riding in it with my mom. My dad was driving the truck with my brother, and the Scirocco broke down.
What?
Yeah, and they left us. They didn't see us. So
that's
my
so
mom
jive.
And I had to fend for ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's scary.
It was. It was in like Kentucky or some shit, too.
No.
True, it was.
Back then, that would have been super scary.
We made it. We made it.
Emotionally scarred. Here, so, I
emotionally scarred a little bit. My mom had to turn a couple of tricks.
Well, I was going to say, you're probably emotionally scarred for many other reasons as well. But
yeah, but this was a primary cause of the emotional scarring. The ES. Yeah. But yeah, Chevy Citation. I also saw one of those little goofy smart cars, right? Those real tiny little things.
Yeah.
Painted like the General Lee.
Whoa, nice!
Didn't have the Confederate flag, though.
Well, no, you couldn't. Just orange with the O1 and stuff on the side. Somebody would freak out and probably vandalize it, and you'd probably get yelled at all day long, which is completely ridiculous, but that's awesome.
More like a General Flea. It's so small.
You know what's funny? I saw a smart car the other day, and it was wrapped looking like meat. It was for Steve's Meats.
It's wrapped. Like, what is? How does it? How do you wrap something look like?
Like, there's meat,
meat
all over it.
Like different kinds of meat, sausage, ham,
steak, sausage, all kinds of stuff. It was Steve's Meats.
Meats.
I believe it was Steve's Meats. Something like that. Yeah. And I thought,
This episode of the Anti-Social Isolation Podcast is brought to you by Steve's Meats.
I wish. Because that means we're a sponsor.
If I had an address or website or something, we could point you to it. But we don't. Just look them up yourselves and partake in Steve's Meats. Back to the show. What else is happening with you?
Do you know what season it is?
It is mosquito season.
It is
pollen season.
It is Suck Carol's blood season.
There you go. I was right
there. Compliments of the Skeeters.
Yep.
And you know what? They can all go to hell.
Which ones?
The ones that bite me.
But you should tell them that before they bite you.
Well, the little bastards, they come out of nowhere.
We got
those, uninvited, nonetheless.
You got to try out that mosquito band. We bought those wristbands for you that are supposed to help.
You know, I'm an outdoors person. I like being outside.
Yeah, between all the camping, the fishing, hiking, all that stuff.
Well, we
hike.
I would camp, but you don't have any interest in camping.
We never hike.
We never go hiking. Sorry, running on trails to you isn't
considered
hiking.
No, a hike is a walk in the woods. So many people in LA, like celebrities, go, oh, going on a hike, you're walking.
Yeah, but out there, like, they do it in mountains, so it's a little bit different.
It's a walk. Anyway.
Anyways.
You continue with your blood-sucking
stories. So, even just sitting outside, you know, in the evening, I can't do that unless I douse myself in DEET. Now.
DEET!
That's fine on occasion, but I can't slather myself in DEET on a daily basis.
You're going to become flammable.
I feel like bad things would happen.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'd start growing a third eye.
It's like Agent Orange from Vietnam War kind of stuff. Is
exactly. I'm going to start like a third arm out of my belly button or something. So I'm going to have to work on. I'm going to have to hit the interwebs and every gimmick out there. I'm just going to have to go ahead and give it a shot.
I read some. Oh shit! What the hell was it? I think it was. Was it balsamic? Like the salad dressing? Is supposed to be somewhat effective for that. If you
do you eat it or do you slather yourself?
You put it on you. You like you kind of like perfume it like behind your ears and then like maybe a spot on your arm or two. Supposed to work.
I don't believe that for 1 minute.
You don't believe what?
That would work.
You haven't tried it.
And I'm not going to.
That's where you're missing out. There's things out there where people have DIY solutions. You're not willing to try it.
You know why?
Tell me.
Because if it fails, that means I am bit to crap. I have Skeeter bites everywhere. I'm miserable. And then I end up scratching them. They bleed. I'm scarred. It takes the rest of summer for them to heal.
But that can be with any method. So why not even try it?
Because that one just doesn't sound like a strong suggestion. Could show me the science behind it, I might buy into it. But I don't think there's any science
behind
that.
Do you not buy into
it
because I just made it up?
See?
Okay. Your instincts were wise on that one.
I know.
Yeah, that's not true. Although it's worth a shot, I suppose.
You go ahead and try it.
I don't get bit.
Whatever.
I don't get bit.
I can step outside for like 2 seconds after like 6 p.m.
Six Tylenol
and
PMs?
Next thing you know, I've got a dozen bites in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know where they come from. It's not like you ever see them.
Stealth technology, perhaps?
Right?
Yeah. Skeeters.
Right.
The SS, not the German SS.
I don't know. Science has got to get on that. There's got to be something better than just DEET. Like, you gotta be able to eat something they don't like, something. I don't know.
Balsamic.
I'd be, if eating balsamic was a solution, I'd be set.
Yeah, you'd be fine by now, actually. We eat that somewhat regularly.
Totally fine.
Yeah, that's not a cure. Somebody
but
try it.
But you know what the problem is? Science and researchers need to move away from COVID. I feel like every scientist and research person in the world has done nothing but researched COVID.
Well, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Well, what about everything else in the world?
Not as big of a deal.
It is. Mosquito repellent is important. What if you could get COVID from skeeters? Whoa, I wonder if they've ever even tested that.
No, boy.
Wouldn't that be scary?
Not for us, but vaccinated.
That would be scary for somebody. The other half of America
it's
that's
not
vaccinated.
Bloodborne pathogen, right? Is that true? I don't even know.
Probably shouldn't talk. I don't even think you know what a bloodborne pathogen is.
It's a pathogen that's in the blood.
What's a pathogen?
It's a bad thing.
And it's in your blood, which is the good stuff.
That's what makes it
bloodborne.
So when
you got bad stuff mixed in with your good stuff.
About it. I don't know what it means. I don't need to know what it means. Other people do. Scientists do. The ones who are studying COVID right now.
Yeah, well, they're too busy doing other stuff.
Like solving a pandemic. What more do you want from them?
Like, it's been done already. Can we move on? Like, we've got endless, you know, like, multitude of vaccines and blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's go back to every other disease, ailment, and every other problem in the world.
You know what they should work on a cure for? Hepatitis B.
Why have you just selected hepatitis B?
Because of all the ads that run for medications on TV, where they list out all the disclaimers, and we were kind of talking about this, I think the last one, but not this specific thing, is that I would say 99% of them say, don't take if you've had hepatitis B. So they're creating all of these medicines that a lot of people probably can't take because apparently hepatitis B is this big outbreak of a thing. But if you have it, you can't take these medicines, and they can't sell the medicines to people.
How many people have hepatitis B?
Apparently a lot if they have to say it all the time.
Isn't there a vaccine for that?
I don't know. These are all good questions. I didn't research it.
Of course you didn't.
No, but I see that all the time. Do not take if you've had hepatitis B. Not A or C. Is there an A? There's an A, right? And there's a C? I don't know. That's what they should work on then, though. If they should shift from COVID to Hep B.
Okay. Or any other illness that actually kills people. Illness, disease, you know,
still never
things.
Figured out AIDS, right?
No, they kind of did.
I don't know.
So sad for all those people in the 80s.
Yeah. They were just feeding fucking AZT2, which is just chemo, basically, and just, man.
Yep.
You know who ran that gamut? Fauci. He really did.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, he's got had a bad rap until this, and now he's got a little bit of a stain on him again with these emails that have come out, and I haven't even really looked at him. I've heard people talk about him. I don't really want to talk about him. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I got to be honest. I think every politician, and I mean every politician, if you have been in office for a half a term, you have done something illegal.
So you mean to tell me...
Or something immoral, unscrupulous. Yes.
So you mean to tell me that somebody like our president, Joseph Biden, who's had a public office for, what, 60 years, has done something wrong?
Could you even imagine?
Do you really think that man, any president, whether it's the one before him or the one before him or the one before him or the one before him, that has spent almost all of them lifetime in either public life or in politics... You're going to tell me you think they did something wrong. That's pretty fucked up. I think they are the highest moral characters that this nation could find, and that's why they get elected as the president. They might have some, you know, some little
you need
flukes
to
and some
wipe
whatnot.
Wipe your beard there, hon.
Wipe my beard. I don't know what that means.
Because you got some shit from that you're spewing.
That's brown hair.
No, if it's in your beard, it's red.
You're a dick. Yes. Yeah. Everybody does have some stains on. Yeah. It's funny. But hepatitis B, people. Hepatitis B awareness.
All right. You're going to start that? You're going to pick a month, make it HBA. Hepatitis B awareness month?
I'm going to try. There's only 12 months, and there's like 4 billion things that have months, so I guess it probably gets squeezed in.
Yeah, well.
It's worth a shot, I suppose.
Of course.
We went to this weekend, and we do somewhat often. We go to garage sales and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
There was like some block sales we went to this past weekend, which was all right. Do you ever feel guilty about leaving without buying something? You probably don't.
Not typically. In certain situations, sometimes.
Like what?
I don't know.
I feel like every time, because these poor people are sitting out there, they go through the effort of taking their shit out, putting it on display, you know, maybe pricing it, you know, for even things
like
for like a quarter.
Person, or if it's like, you know, not the best weather, like that one day we went out and it was like kind of cold and windy and the one guy was out there, was all bundled up. I felt kind of bad.
That, okay. I do almost every time if we don't buy something. These people, and they look at you like, come on, man, nothing, not even for like a quarter. You just take some of this shit off my hands, please.
Which would explain why we end up with so much pieces of...
That's not true. I don't buy a lot. I just have the guilt.
No, you usually encourage me to instead.
No.
You're like, God, just get it. God. If I even look at it, so I give something a second look, you're like, yeah, we should get that.
I do that. You're right. See, because it will prevent me from feeling bad from walking away empty-handed. God, yeah. Anyway.
No, but we got a couple of good deals this weekend, though.
Always. Oh, we got a really good couple of really good deals. Yeah, that's awesome. We're getting good at this garage sale thing.
Yeah, probably because we're old.
True. You see that?
Here's a question for you. Do you prefer garage sales, garage/yard sales, block sales, versus estate sales, going through dead people's stuff?
As much fun as it is to do things in people's homes that have recently deceased, I think you find better deals at garage sales and estate sales, or not than estate sales. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Estate sales are always overpriced too.
You know what I think it is too? Like if we go to an estate sale, it's usually on a Saturday or Sunday. So that's already like the second or third day in.
Yeah.
So I feel like we probably don't get the primo stuff. Because from what I understand, and I've never been one of these person, there's like sign-up sheets on opening day, like when they open, because people like get in line.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a certain crowd, like it's almost a moneymaker for them in some way that they buy stuff at.
You know, those people are. Those are the people that little generation before us were the ones that waited overnight for concert tickets.
Maybe.
To get the actual paper tickets.
Uh-huh.
That's those people now.
Maybe.
They go there, sign up, but wait for hours to get in.
What's kind of silly, like the organizers, I can't remember, was some estate sale they were like, they said, yeah, you know, I overheard them talking and he said, we have people that come very regularly to the opening and buy like the canned food and stuff like that.
I don't remember you saying that. Maybe I didn't hear it. Maybe I don't care.
Yeah. Because they do. They sell that kind of stuff if anyone didn't know.
Huh.
If it's left in the house and it's so good, they'll sell it.
Ew.
What?
Because look at, first of all, old people eat gross shit most of the time. So what are you going to buy? Like a can of okra that's been sitting in there for a year and a half?
Old people even eats okra.
Can of beets? What?
Maybe. If you're
who wants
beet
that
eater?
Crap?
Maybe you can get some corn. I don't know. Some rice.
Get a half-eaten box of Rice Chex or something. There might be bottles of Ensure. Now that might be a score.
That would definitely be a score because that shit's expensive.
They sell like stuff from the fridge? Because there's probably stuff like liver. All that gross old shit. Tapioca pudding would be in there for sure. Anything that can be gummed.
Ugh. Tapioca pudding kind of goes in the same category as cottage cheese with me. Have never eaten it, never will, just because it looks gross.
It's not that different from the couscous that we just had with our dinner today. It is.
It's not.
That pearled couscous.
No. How can you even say that? They're not even close.
They each have like little nubs of wonder in them. You don't know, like tapioca pudding has that same consistency.
Yeah, it's pudding.
Yeah.
With weird shit. Like, what is tapioca?
Maybe it's just uncooked couscous.
No,
maybe
couscous
it's the same
is
thing.
A grain.
Well, it could be a grain in the tapioca pudding.
That would be totally gross and just, no. It's
Why
not,
would it be
it's
gross?
Just
it would
not,
be healthier.
I don't know what tapioca is, so I'm not going to eat it. And cottage cheese just looks disgusting.
Cottage cheese is kind of gross. But the small balls or pearls found in tapioca pudding are called tapioca.
Surprise, surprise.
And tapioca makes the consistency of the pudding somewhat lumpy with small chewy balls mixed throughout.
Okay, but it doesn't, still you don't have not said what it is. Like, what is it?
Well, I think it's a mystery. They really don't know.
Is it like curdled milk? Is it what?
The little balls that give tapioca pudding its signature texture actually come from the starch of the cassava root, which is grown in the tropics. So it's cassava root.
I think cassava root is used to make cocaine.
No, that would be the cocoa plant. Hence the name similarity, really. Cassava is a root vegetable. It is the underground part of the cassava shrub. Like potatoes or yams, it is a tuber. And cassava roots have a similar shape to sweet potatoes. People can also eat the leaves of the cassava plant. So there you go.
Nope.
It's just like couscous.
No.
And couscous is a grain? Is this what you're telling me?
I believe so. It's similar to like rice or quinoa.
Couscous. Made of granules from crushed durum wheat. Yeah, you're right. Look at that shit.
Of course I am. Duh.
You guys are learning with us. This is more research than we normally do on the show.
Yeah, you never do research.
Anyway, you don't like lumpy food. Got it.
Yeah, not like that.
Wow, Nacho joined us
in
here.
I was going to say, we were just
it's
blessed
royalty
with Nacho's presence. For those of you that don't know, Nacho is our eldest pet.
He's 14?
Yes, he's our 14-year-old long-haired black kitty cat, who is the most majestic and epic cat ever.
El Epico Gato.
Yes, and he knows it. He fears nothing.
Yeah.
Even Hank, the dogs get out of his way.
Yeah. Hank, by the way, you know, our puppy we've talked about, we weighed him on Saturday. He's 9 months old. He's 88 pounds. Nacho gives zero shits when Hank gets around him.
No. And it's not like he's a tough, like, he's not mean.
Yeah.
He just has an arrogant attitude about him. He prances around and he just.
He prances. Mm-mm. And he's left. So.
He's like, fine, you guys aren't talking to me. I'm leaving.
Talk shit about me?
He's like, I'm out.
We were actually praising you.
He's like, ugh, there's too much dog breath in this room. I must leave.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos is going to plan on going into space when his rocket's ready.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying. That's pretty,
you know that's
the richest
man
in the world is going
to
go up
to,
into...
what's his name, right?
To Elon?
Yeah. He's like, screw you. You might have rockets, but I'm actually going up.
Well... He's going up. It's one of those things where it like hits space. It'll go into space
right.
And be up there for like 11 minutes or
doesn't
some shit.
Doesn't matter.
And come
he
back.
Still can say he was in space.
Have you seen his rocket?
No.
Was it Blue Origin, I think it's called? It looks like a dick. It legit does. You have to see it sometime. It's hilarious.
Probably intentional.
It's so phallic.
That's because you, that it doesn't matter what it would look, you would find a way to make it look like that way or see
it has
that
like
way.
A head on it. So, I mean, it's legit.
All right.
I'm just saying.
If you say so.
Yeah, I say so. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
If you say so. Did you hear Kim Jong-un may not be doing well?
That seems to be the case regularly.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It seems like it's like disappears for a couple of months and speculation is he's got like, you know, kidney issues or some crap like that.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe
why.
He's got some sort of cancer. I don't what know. He list last time he disappeared for like a month or something.
Yeah.
But apparently he has lost a considerable amount of weight when he is returned.
All the ladies look at him and go, Kim Jong-un.
even if he lost a considerable amount of weight, he's still portly. Let's face it.
Maybe.
He was a robust, what's he gotta be, rotundular like 5 foot individual.
Four? He's a small
dude. If he's
dude.
Lucky.
Yeah. So the speculation is he's sick because he's disappeared and lost weight, huh?
Lost a ton of weight, yeah.
Oh. Maybe he's just been working really hard. Maybe he was just killing it for a month.
I don't think so. He doesn't hit me as the kind of guy that was killing it. He hits me as the kind of guy that was sitting back eating fortune cookies with his women.
Fortune cookies, the Chinese cookie thing.
It was the only dessert, oriental type dessert I could think of.
Oh, boy.
What?
But anyway.
What?
No, he's got like a harem of women, right? Doesn't he have like a bunch of women that he bangs on the reg?
I would assume so.
Maybe he
I mean,
lost weight just by doing that a lot.
I'm thinking not.
I don't know. He'd be a changed man. He's into workout now. He's into running.
Sure.
He's going to probably
Where's
run.
Where's Dennis Rodman? I bet he knows what's
gonna
going on.
He's probably
going to
run like some record marathon time, as they'll tell us. Just like
marathons
he shot,
are illegal in his country.
What was... Isn't the story, too, that like he reportedly shot like an 18 for golf or something? Like a hole in one on every hole. It was so stupid.
Sure.
Yeah. The fearless leader.
How many oceans do we have? Like here on Earth?
Are you setting me up for something here?
How many? Go ahead. How many? And do you ink
there's, your name? There's the Atlantic.
Yep.
The Indian. The Pacific. The Antarctic.
Mm-hmm.
And the Australian. I don't... There's is there are there five oceans?
No. Well,
there,
yes.
Oh, what's the fifth one? Am I just forgetting?
There's it? A new ocean.
There's a Billy Ocean?
No, it's
Billy
the,
D. Williams?
It is the Serena Southern Williams? Ocean.
The Southern Ocean.
It's the Southern Ocean.
And
who
where,
knew?
Where is that? Off of Florida?
No. Yeah, just the Florida because that's the most southern part of the entire world.
Well, if you're standing on the most southern part of the entire world, the other side is the most southern part.
And it is right around Antarctic.
So how is it different from the Antarctic Ocean?
Apparently, National Geographic is finally recognizing the Southern Ocean as the fifth ocean. I guess it's kind of, you know, amongst the whole, you know, geographic community, kind of been, you know, rumblings. They've kind of acknowledged it, quote unquote, unofficially. But apparently, that area has a much lower salt content, and there's a current, something having to do, you know, with geographic stuff.
This feels like the Jackson 5 debating on whether to let, like, Tito in. Like, there's something, they're like, oh, he's our brother. Maybe we should let him, I don't know. And now this National Geographic, who apparently is the authority on determining what's an ocean...
That's right.
Have been hemming and hawing on this, similar to the Tito
well,
Jackson
dilemma. Well, they just neglected to name it officially. They're finally getting around to it. They're like, fine, yeah,
so the
I
best
guess.
They can come up with was Southern
the
Ocean?
Southern Ocean. It surrounds Antarctica.
I thought just the saying. Antarctic Ocean surrounded Antarctica.
Not anymore. Now it is the Southern Ocean.
I'm going to have to research that.
You go
I won't.
Ahead.
I mean, Google it. I'm not going to research it. But I'm just going to read something on it just later. I've never heard of such a thing.
Isn't that what... researches
no,
if you're reading about it
I will get to like maybe the third paragraph and that's it. I don't know, but they're started to film a new Indiana Jones movie. Did you know this is true?
Okay.
I don't know what it's going to be called exactly, and that doesn't matter, but the reason I mention that is because Harrison Ford's 78 be doing
wow.
an Indiana Jones movie.
Good for him.
Holy shit,
I was just going to ask, is he in it?
Yeah, he in it. He the man still.
Is he? He can't really be going on adventures at this point, right? Like, is he just like the old wise man that people come, like Shia LaBeouf comes to now, or?
That's his dad, so.
Right.
Yeah, so he wouldn't be that old wise man, he'd just be his father.
For some of us, or for, I should not, for some people, their father is an old wise man.
I'm not familiar with that.
How dare you speak like that about Jack?
Oh, God. Stop it. Stop.
So any other details about this movie?
No, that's
no,
it.
That's just it?
That was literally...
Like, when might, is it coming out? Because I've heard nothing about this.
I don't know. They're just starting to film it. That's it.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, we'll have to go see it, though. They're always good movies.
What is that? Facebook Marketplace post of the day.
You don't have to do the pings. Because they're already being played.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. All right.
What do you got there, Sister Sledge?
Oh, this week.
Hey, Soul Sister.
This one kind of creeped me out. And it creeps me out, well, probably for the same reason that you would think. Today's Facebook Marketplace post is for the complete book of black magic and witchcraft rituals. It's a ceremonial magic, exorcism, sorcery, and necromancy.
Whoa.
Necromancy?
Necromancers. Yeah. Yeah.
It's only $27. It is in stock, if you would like it. 110 have already been sold. This is a hot item.
I would never buy anything there are only, that has the word exorcism in it.
I don't know. It's the complete book of black magic and witchcraft. It's a mainstay for both beginners and advanced seekers into the genuine occult methods. Genuine occult methods because it is the first instruction manual to systematize the techniques and aims of the ritual magic.
Nope.
Including how to prepare for rituals of exorcism and purging, and the rites and mysteries of sorcery and infernal necromancy. Yep, you heard me right.
Sorcery? Sorcerer in there, did I hear?
Yeah.
I see.
So, let's see, what else does it say here in the description? This is crazy.
You don't have to read the whole book out loud.
No, this is crazy. It was originally published in 1898.
Oh, boy.
Right? So this is ancient stuff. It is still highly sought after. And let's see, what else? I don't know, but if anybody actually know Richard Gibson.
Gibby.
You either want to be on his good side, you want to stay on his good side, or just avoid him altogether.
What do you mean, if you know him? It was written in 1800s. He's not still around.
Well, no, but clearly he has this book, owns this book, whatever. He is selling this book.
Oh, this guy that's selling it. I thought you meant that was the guy that wrote it.
No, he is the one.
Authored by the devil.
Yes, he is the one actually posting this book for sale. So, again,
his name
is Dick Gibby, and you want to avoid him.
The old Gibster, the old.
Because otherwise, black magic, it's coming your way.
Black Magic Woman by Santana.
No.
Ooh. That's probably the song you have to play during exorcism.
An exorcism? Yeah. Sure. I don't want to know. Black magic woman. Please stop.
That sounded like Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald.
Little Doobie Brothers there.
Sure.
Yeah,
please stop singing.
Telling me the things you're gonna do for me.
You seriously better edit that out. Please, if you're out there listening, please comment and tell Joe, please stop singing. We don't
want
to hear it.
If you want more Michael McDonald, you can also comment on that, please.
If they want more Michael McDonald, they will go out to Amazon and actually listen to Michael McDonald. No one, I repeat, no one wants to hear Joe Novak sing Michael McDonald.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
All that's left to do
is see.
Is see.
We might have a new super fan. Somebody downloaded like 35 episodes yesterday.
All right.
So I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It is funny. Hopefully they like it.
How could you not? I mean, come on.
Well, it's easy to not like this, I think, you know, but that's us. We have higher opinions of ourselves than others would.
Well, that's all right, though.
Yeah, it's totally all right.
You said it's us, yes. Which then made me think of This Is Us, which is a show we've never seen and I will never watch.
True. And the title of our very first podcast episode.
Right, ironically.
Was called This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of us, we were watching that movie Us yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of watching it.
Yeah.
It's a good, decent movie.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Again with the singing. All right.
She moves in mysterious ways. You know that there's an infestation of peacocks in Hollywood in California. Did you see
that? Isn't that crazy?
I don't know how it happened. I didn't really, you know, do a lot of digging into it, but like just like the fucking Hollywood elite people, right? There's cicadas happening all over the place. Mm-hmm. People are having their infestations, and they're like,
"Yeah, we're going to complain
about
the
Hollywood,
peacocks.
Okay? We're not going to deal with these dumb bugs. Think about flying insects around. How about peacocks? Probably, you know who probably started this? NBC.
It
Home of the Peacock.
Sense. Yeah.
It's probably an advertising marketing technique that they're using.
Just to get everybody talking about peacocks.
Yeah, apparently there are hundreds of peacocks running amok.
Yeah, and, I heard a blip about it. They were like destroying stuff, right?
Yeah, and apparently they have like these annoying screeches, and at the crack of dawn is when they typically do them. So that in and of itself is annoying too, but yeah, they're just kind of like running amok. They're feral peacocks. This is... That's what they sound like.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, there's hundreds of them. That was just one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you like that in your backyard versus a cicada?
It's just a bird squawking.
God. You're a squawker.
I mean, come on. Let's face it. It's Hollywood. It's not as though, like, you know, like, nobody there is like me that doesn't have air conditioning and your windows are open. I mean, come on.
Fine.
Anything. Complain about
Maybe
anything.
We can get a pet peacock.
Anything. I hope those peacocks poop all over their stuff.
Probably. Those are probably some pretty big dumps,
right?
Too. Well, probably like the Canada geese that we get over here.
Yeah.
Leave those.
Those aren't small dumps, by the way.
Pellet.
Damn Canada geese.
Damn Tootsie
Roll. Go back where they
turds.
Came from.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Who let them in? Do they have passports?
They were grandfathered in.
Oh, God.
There's a part of the aviary law agreement between Canada and the United States that allowed them to stay even as other species were being pushed back into Canada. Like Canadian ham, that had to go back.
That's
Canadian
not true.
Bacon, yeah. It's all true.
Then why do I see Canadian bacon at the store?
Well, now that it's tariffed heavily.
I wonder if anybody else outside of Buffalo knows, well, obviously in Canada, knows what Canadian bacon is. Like, do they have Canadian bacon in, I don't know, Kentucky?
By the Southern Ocean, do they have Canadian bacon?
Right?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
And we'll never find out.
Is it one of those things that, you know,
the world
is just like
know.
Something here because we're right on the border? Interesting. If you are outside of Western New York, please let us know if you know what Canadian bacon is.
Without Googling it.
Well, yeah, obviously.
All right, we're wrapping this up. It's time.
In wrapping paper?
It is time.
Or is it a wrap like...
I'm going to go back to doing Michael McDonald songs. We'll see how you like it. It's better than your beef box.
I can't argue with you there. My beefboxing is not that great.
No, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe do it again next week.
I guess.
And I say maybe because there might be some plans for next week. We'll see. Special podcast guests.
Maybe.
We'll see. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe so. You never know what's going to happen next week. You got to stay tuned.
To quote Mark Wahlberg from The Departed, maybe, maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself. And that's how we're ending it.
That's an awesome
one. It is.
TTSM.